Blog Talk Radio.
There's just a magical thing to do. Words on a page we wrote to you. But now you're gone and all.
I'm the dog, and I was trying to play the introduction to Mal Weston's song. It's so good, you guys. It's called The Thin Blue Line. And let me bring on Matt.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how are you doing?
Oh, good. This is Carly, and hold on. Let me get Nadia, too. Hey, Nadia.
Hi. Hi, Matt. How are you?
Hi, doing great. Doing great. How are you?
Good.
Very good.
So, I think The Thin Blue Line is an awesome song, by the way. Where do you come up with that?
Thank you very, very much. That song means a lot.
You're
to
welcome.
Me. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was inspired by some friends of mine who are in law enforcement, and just knowing them over the years and hearing their stories and just seeing like the pride and the heartbreak and everything that they have to go through, you know, all their sacrifices just really inspired me to do something positive for them, especially nowadays when it's even harder to be a police officer than probably ever before.
Exactly.
So this is for them, and this is all a positive message of love and sacrifice and brotherhood. So it's all for them.
Well, I think that song is going to end up being a blockbuster for you. And if it doesn't, American people need really, really, really help. Because it is a really good song. So
thank you.
Yeah, so you are an actor and a singer, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I was probably an actor before I was a singer, but they're actually kind of coming together now. I was cast as Johnny Cash in a film role, so now I get to sing and act. You know, it's kind of come full circle.
Oh, my God, that would be awesome. I mean, because I love Johnny Cash. I mean, I still can't believe he's not with us anymore because,
yeah. Well, he still has a big influence, you know.
Yeah, he was just the icon of big icons. And on your CD, also, I love that song, You Leave Me No Choice. That is such a good song, you guys. You guys need to check that out. So how did you first get into acting and music?
Well, with acting, I was interested in that since I was a little kid. I never really pursued it much until I got a little older. But since I was in grade school, I wanted to be an actor. You know, I was just enamored by Hulk Hogan and like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone, just like these action stars, you know. So, but yeah, I got into acting a little bit when I was in college, and afterwards when I was an engineer. I had an independent film company for a few years and did some small films and things like that, and a little bit of live theater, but never really pursued it seriously. until after I lost my engineering job, and I decided I'm not going back. I was not happy. You know, I was pretty miserable living in a cubicle every day. So I decided to pursue acting, and ended up in Los Angeles, living there for about a year. But after a year, my father passed away. And that basically, you know what, it really basically just destroyed me. So it was really bad, really dark time in my life. So I moved back to Pittsburgh, where I'm from, and, you know, to be with my mom and my family and just kind of figure out my life now, you know, because I was just completely destroyed. And I didn't know what I was going to do, you know, because engineering was kind of in the rearview mirror and acting was over on the West Coast. And here I am in Pittsburgh, depressed and angry and lost. Well, I'll tell you what, one day it just kind of dawned on me that I need to pursue music, because, you know, my dad had always encouraged it. He loved my singing. He would always come see me sing whenever I sang with my cousin's band or when I would DJ. I used to DJ karaoke. He would always be there, and he encouraged my singing. So I decided, you know what, I'm going to dedicate an album to my dad, and it'll give me a distraction from the pain, you know, give me something to work for and a release. You know, it ended up being like therapy almost. And so I dedicated my debut album to my father. And really, that just came out in 2018. So I'm actually pretty new to this, but it really has been blessed from the beginning. You know, because I got into music for reasons of the heart, and just for all the right reasons. And I think that it's been blessed from the beginning. So, and it keeps me motivated to continue. You know, I want to make my dad proud. So music's always kind of been a part of my life, though. You know, I played instruments when I was a kid in grade school, and I love to sing, starting out in like college, taught myself how to sing, and it just became a hobby of mine. And then after losing my father, it became a career pursuit. So now I have kind of a new path in life after losing my dad. It's really bittersweet, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, that would be, you know, oh, well, I mean, just going through that and living in Pittsburgh, with, I've never been there. So is it cold, like, a lot of the time, or do you guys actually have really good weather?
Well, you know, we're actually one of the cloudiest cities in the country. I think we were voted the number one cloudiest city in the country a year or two ago. But, you know, we have summers. They're just kind of short, like three and a half months. Winters are a little bit longer here. Like today, it's it was in the 30s. Tonight, it's going down to about 21 degrees. So it can be a pain in the butt, you know, little seasonal depression, no sunshine. But we're looking into spring, and summer's coming right around the corner. So Pittsburgh is, I don't know, it's an acquired taste, I think. But we do get all four seasons. We do.
Well, you know, you're lucky because you are named the cloudiest. Well, I'm from Seattle, and everyone just assumes it's, you know, rains all the time. When, you know, it does. You know, a lot of the time. So, you know, I get it about cloudiness. Just try and have rain all the time, and you will hate it.
It's depressing with
reading,
the rain. Yeah,
I was reading that you were inspired by Toby Keith. He did American Soldier, courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue, and, you know, that didn't pigeonhole him at all. It was, you know, one of the two great songs that he did, and basically he did not care what people thought at the time, if, you know, people were going to love or hate it. And I think when it came down to it, people fell in love with both of the songs, kind of like they will fall in love with the Thin Blue Line. So was Toby like an inspiration for you?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, his whole style of music, I think, has kind of rubbed off on me a little bit. I sing a bunch of his songs, whether I'm at karaoke or with my band doing some cover songs. I just always liked his style, always kind of had like a rock edge to a lot of it, you know, had some testosterone. And you know, he had a lot of fun with it, too, and he always had some kind of a good message, like in those two songs. I think they really helped to define his career, too, the ones you just mentioned. And, yeah, those were big inspirations for me. And I think you could probably tell that if you listen to Thin Blue Line, you could totally hear Toby Keith doing that song. You know, I think that's one reason I gravitate to country music is because a lot of it has a message, and a lot of it is kind of patriotic or not necessarily religious, but like has spiritual overtones. And you know, I'm a man of faith, so. Country music just seems to be the right home for me. And, yeah, Toby Keith was one of my big influences when I was learning to sing. It was, well, honestly, it was Frank Sinatra was the biggest influence, believe it or not. But Toby Keith and Garth Brooks and Johnny Cash.
Well, it's, yeah, I mean, two of the great ones. So, Matt, if you were able to have a duet with any woman in country music right now, who would it be?
Any woman? I would probably have to go with Gabby Barrett because she's from my hometown. We're from neighboring school districts. Yeah, we're like from the same exact place. It's pretty cool.
See, I saw you picturing you like with Carly Pence to you guys, I think we'll make a amazing duet. Sarah Evans, oh, Martina McBride. I could see it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, totally.
And
so, Carrie Underwood.
You know, so
you just go down the line. Miranda Lambert.
Well, yeah, so your movies you did. Okay, so I just have to be straight. Okay, horror movies scared the crap out of me. I don't know why, but they have done that since I was little, and I blame my brothers. You know, they toasted me and they made me see Jason 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now I'm like, no. So you were in a couple of, you know, movies like that. So how was that compared to singing?
Well, acting is it gives me a buzz. Like really, being on a movie set, just the whole process and the creativity of it, and just expression of, you know, performing. It just gives me a buzz, kind of the same way that singing does. Now with horror films, it's actually a lot of fun to be on a horror film set because, you know, it's not scary. You're part of the prank. You're part of the gag, and you get to watch it all being created, and everyone's always having a good time. Horror is actually really fun to make. But singing, I'll tell you what, it's like instant gratification. There's no feeling like being out there in front of people singing and interacting with them live, like in the moment, and you see how they're reacting to your performance and to what you're pouring out of your heart. And it's instant gratification, and it's an adrenaline rush. It's just one of the best thrills that I've ever experienced in my life. So if I had to compare acting and singing, I'd have to say singing takes the cake. Singing is my favorite thing to do, with acting in a close second.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I think both, you know, would be, you know, great. You know, and I encourage everyone, if you really want to go freak yourself out, go watch Mass Movies, because even the title of Mass Movies scared the crap out of me. So if anyone want to go watch it, let me know. Yeah, and then, but you did this TV series called New America in 2014. What was that about?
Which one was that? I'm sorry.
It was called New America. And
New America.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just going by IBD. It's often wrong, but it said you played the character of Darwin, and you were in 3 episodes, by the way.
Oh, yeah, okay, New America. You know what? The problem with that one was it didn't end up being released. That's why I kind of forgot about it. But that was an important role for me. I played kind of like law enforcement, government law enforcement type. It was like a post-apocalyptic type of series, and it ended up not getting released, unfortunately. But it was a big part of actually helping boost my career because it was the first project I'd worked on that got me eligible to join the Screen Actors Guild. So it was actually important, even though it wasn't released.
That sucks when they do that. Nadia, I know, has some questions for you, right, Nadia?
Yes.
Sure.
Hi, Matt, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for being on the show. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. It's all my pleasure.
So I do have a question for you. So it was basically my first question is about how – was it playing a young Johnny Cash? Like, I know you were talking a little bit about it with Carly, but can you explain a little bit more how it was playing that role?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, we did a live performance in Pittsburgh last April, but we haven't actually shot the film yet because COVID shut down production, of course. It shut down everything. But I'll tell you what, this role is, it's not a huge part of the film, but it's an iconic part of this film. The film is called 116 McDougal, which is the address of a Gaslight Cafe in Greenwich Village in like the late 50s, early 60s. And the story is all about how the owner of this club, this little cafe, had to protect his musicians and writers from the mafia, from the FBI, from the police, the local government and stuff, because they were considered counterculture. This is the beginning of the counterculture movement, late 50s, early 60s. And their message in their songs and in their poetry and in their writing was a threat. So the story is all about how this little cafe changed music history and American history. And Johnny Cash, whenever he was in town, would pop in and perform a set for them there. And I think that's where he got to know Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan got his start there as like an 18, 19-year-old kid writing music. So this is a really iconic place that a lot of people don't even know about. And the story is actually from the surviving people from that time that performed there and spent a lot of time there. So all this is untold American history. And honestly, I want to see this film, but I get to be in it. And I get to portray Johnny Cash, one of my all-time idols. So, when they found out that Johnny Cash used to come through there, they were like, we can't not include him in the story. That's too iconic. So turns out a friend of mine that I'd worked with in the past on films was involved, and she suggested me. So they called me, and I just so happened to have a file, a copy of me singing Folsom Prison Blues on my computer. So I sent that to the producers, and within a couple hours, it was unanimous. They chose me to play Johnny Cash, and everybody, I was the only person that they even auditioned for the role. So it just kind of was meant to be, really. It just kind of fell into my lap. And it's interesting because if I hadn't been pursuing film and acting years prior to that, this role wouldn't have fallen into my lap. And now that I'm a professional recording artist, now I can combine my passions of music and acting. It just really came full circle. And really kind of told me, you know, I'm on the right path. You know, I think I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, finally. So it's a good feeling.
Right. That's awesome. I thought it was great when I saw that. I was like, oh, wow. So that must have been, like, an awesome thing to do, to portray Johnny Cash.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be. But when we did the live performance in Pittsburgh last April, mm-hmm. I think it was, it was one of the best nights of my life, to be honest. It was just such a thrill, and the response from the crowd couldn't have been more positive. And just seeing all this talent on one stage was it was truly awe-inspiring and humbling, honestly. Just so many talented people involved in this project. And I have 2 songs on the soundtrack as well, so I really can't wait to film this thing. Hopefully later this year, you know, hopefully.
Exactly. That'll be awesome. And can you tell us a little bit about what you are working on now?
Yeah, well, Thin Blue Line was just released a few weeks ago, so working on just promoting that as much as I can right now. I want this song to make a huge impact, and it has on the people that have heard it. They've loved it, and I've gotten a lot of hugs and tears and, you know, all kinds of good stuff and feedback from people in law enforcement. So that's awesome, and I want to continue to push that. In the meantime, I'm working on getting my band going, and it's going pretty well. Looking forward to getting out there once venues start opening up. And then I spoke with my producer, Brian Cole, a couple weeks ago, and we're planning on recording maybe like 3 more songs this year, a couple originals, and maybe a song I'll get from a publisher friend of mine in Nashville. Just put together a nice portfolio and try to get me in front of some bigger record labels. Try to continue to further my career. So with some doors opening for him in Nashville, you know, he's been working there, he may be able to help me, get a bigger label and further my career. So that's kind of the plan for the rest of the year. And God willing, I'll be able to come back on the show next time, and we'll have more good news, you know. We'll see.
Exactly. That would be awesome.
Exactly. That would be great.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm hoping. I really want this to be how I make a living, and just want to make a nice life for myself doing this. So.
And then maybe next time you come on the show, you can sing one of your new songs.
Yeah, maybe.
That would be awesome. I also have a few would you rather questions. Are you up to doing those, or?
Oh, sure, why not?
Okay.
I'm terrible at making decisions, so this might not go well, but we'll give it a shot.
I usually make them pretty easy, so.
Okay.
Okay, so would you rather spend the day with your favorite athlete or your favorite movie star?
Movie star, of course. I'm involved with acting and writing and whatnot. Actually, I've had this similar question before in some of my written interviews, and I actually picked Sylvester Stallone because he's like a childhood hero of mine and still is a hero of mine, and he's a writer, he's a director, an actor, a painter, an athlete. He's just, we could talk for hours, I'm sure.
Would you rather live where it's constantly winter or constantly summer?
Constantly summer. I kind of had both, really. I lived in LA for a while, and I grew up in Pittsburgh, so
right.
I prefer the warmer weather. You know, I like sunshine. It really makes me feel better. So, yeah.
Exactly. That's how I am too. My favorite season is summer, because I live in Boston, so constant winter's the longest for us.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you.
Yep. I mean, it's springtime now here, but it still feels like winter. It's still too cold.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it's spring here, but tonight's going down to 21 degrees. So.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It'll be in the mid-60s this weekend. We'll have a nice Easter. You know, it'll be 65 and sunny.
Right.
So, that'll be nice.
Would you rather be a little late or way too early?
Well, I tend to always be a little late, unfortunately. I don't know if it's genetic or what it is, but something always happens. Usually, you know, a little late works out just fine. So I just hate sitting there waiting for forever if you're too early. So I'll take a little late.
Sometimes I would love to say a little late. A little late's okay, but for me, way too early. Because I have to take transportation. Like, I work at the airport, so, I mean, I have to take transportation because I don't drive. So,
yeah.
Sometimes I'm an hour early for work.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's not me. I mean, that's, honestly, that's probably a better recipe for success. So,
yeah.
Good for you, but I can't deal with that.
Would you rather live in Antarctica or the Sahara Desert?
That's kind of like the always summer, always winter question. oh, my goodness. I guess it would have to be in the desert, as long as I had, like, shelter and water and food and stuff, you know what I mean? But
right.
I'm just not built for cold. I'm not built for cold. I'm not a fan. Unless it's, like, Christmas Day, it's allowed to be cold and snowing, that's fine. Or if I'm skiing, that's it. Otherwise, I
right.
want it to be summer.
That is very true.
Yeah, I got to find a place where it only snows on Christmas. North Pole, I don't know.
Exactly, that's it. That's cold. You know, even as far as here, like, I want, you know, snow is perfect just for Christmas, and that's it. That's all I'm looking for.
Right.
Everything else, the snow, I mean, they can stay up north.
I agree. We just had snow here yesterday. I couldn't believe
really?
It.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we sure did. And it was coming in sideways because it was windy. So wasn't too happy about that.
Right. Would you rather have your flight delayed by 8 hours or lose your luggage?
I would definitely take the delay without a doubt. Yeah. Because, I mean, my life is in that bag, so I'll take a delay.
Exactly. Have you ever traveled and never had your bag? Or?
No, my luggage was never lost.
Awesome.
I think
that's good to
one
hear.
Time, yeah. Yeah, one time, I don't know what happened. It wasn't on the conveyor belt. It was in, like, an office or something, like, with a bunch of other stuff. I guess they'd misplaced it and just threw it in this office. So I freaked out for a little bit. But, no, I've been pretty lucky with luggage.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's good. Because I know, because I told you I experienced it because I work at the airport. I work for Southwest Airlines. So.
Oh, I love Southwest. Yeah, it's usually what I fly.
Oh, that's awesome. So,
yeah maybe you can get me some discounts on it.
Oh, maybe. I probably could. You know, when you mentioned that it wasn't on the conveyor belt and it was in some office, I was like, he must have flew Southwest. Because what happens is sometimes your bag ends up on a flight before yours sometimes. Like, I don't know how that happens, but sometimes it happens. So that's why it ends up in the office, not on the conveyor belt.
Oh, okay. Well, that explains it. I'm just glad it ended up where it was supposed to be. So.
Yeah, because I'm like, wait, that sounds familiar.
Well, now I know.
Would you rather be in your pajamas or in a suit all day?
Pajamas. I like to dress up, but not for long, long periods of time, you know. Like for a wedding, sitting there and then going to the reception, as soon as I come home, it's pajamas or sweatpants or whatever. So I like to be comfortable. I'm a T-shirt and jeans kind of guy, so the tuxedo, I could only deal with that for so long.
Mm-hmm. And I have one more. Okay. Would you rather be too busy or too bored?
Probably too busy.
Mm-hmm.
This past year there was a lot of boredom, you know,
right.
And that can be torturous too. I like to feel productive. It feels good to be productive, you know. So I'd have to say too busy. And you know what? If I'm too busy, that means I'm doing something right. So
exactly.
Yeah. So too busy.
Too busy, yeah. Alrighty, well, thank you so much for answering all my questions and answering the would you rather questions. See, I sort of make them pretty easy, so.
Yeah, they're pretty simple.
I'm going to hand you back to Carly because she has other people that are calling in.
Okay, sounds good.
We were supposed to say something to him about Marcus. You remember what that was?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So
Marcos, he says hi.
Yeah, he's sorry that he couldn't call in tonight because he is busy with other interviews, but he wanted to say hello to you.
Oh. And you have
the
best
back.
Manager in the whole wide world, he says. So, yeah.
Michael Stover.
Let me see. Let's go to Bobby.
Hey, Matt.
Hello.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going fine. What about, how about you?
Not too bad. Just sitting here with my cats and a glass of wine. Sounds pretty fancy, right? But I'm wearing sweatpants, so it's okay.
Yeah. I'm just enjoying myself. I'm just getting ready to just enjoy the weekend and get ready to see my family for Easter.
Oh, that's great. That's a blessing, brother. Have a great Easter.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. Anyways, do you want to just try? I know you mentioned earlier you want to try to get back on the road when things start opening up more and things get kind of back to some form of normalcy before the pandemic.
Yeah.
Is there still any chance of possibly doing something like that?
Any chance of what? I'm sorry?
Of going back on the road and promoting or touring or doing your music.
Yeah. I'm really hoping to at least to start out in the Pittsburgh area and the surrounding areas like Ohio and West Virginia and stuff like that, and then see where it goes. I'd love to go on a tour. We just don't know how things are going to go, and different states have different restrictions. So I'm just going to have to kind of play it by ear and be ready for when the opportunity arises. So, but I'm definitely open to that. I love to travel and I love to sing. So,
yeah, because I know that in Western Pennsylvania is different from what it is in the Philadelphia area where the restriction has been, because Western Pennsylvania is starting to get back on its feet while Philadelphia is so close to the Northeast region where they had dealt with so many stuff from delaying schools to that they're just starting to get back on their feet. So
yeah,
I know what you mean. So
yeah,
it would be great
to
perform some good shows in Western Maryland, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and the Ohio Valley area, and even parts of Kentucky to start off with, and then eventually toward going to some of the other regions in the United States like Nashville and Columbus and Detroit and those areas.
For sure, yeah, for sure. I know I have friends all over the country, and I've had offers from people in Texas and Florida say, hey, come on down and perform, you know, whenever you can. So, I'm definitely open to that, and we'll see what happens, man. Keeping my fingers crossed.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully you can open up with Garth Brooks with this comeback tour. Hopefully you can open up for him when he comes down here to North Carolina because he's scheduled to perform a couple of shows in Charlotte in September.
Yeah.
So hopefully you can
yeah,
open
that,
up for
that
him.
Would be, That'd be a dream come true. One of my biggest influences.
Yeah.
So that would be cool. You never know.
But,
you know, I'm just going to keep grinding, man, and see, you know, just try to put one foot in front of the other. And it takes some patience, I'll tell you what. But I'm enjoying the ride.
Yeah. But you have a great Easter, and I think we have a couple more callers.
Well.
We have, I think we have Veronica on the line that wants to speak with you. So have a good night.
Okay. You too.
Okay,
thank
Bobby,
you.
Go anywhere. So, yeah, a partner in crime. Veronica, you here?
Hello. Hi, Carly. Hi, Nadia. Hi, Matt. My name is Veronica Robles from Houston, Texas. How are you guys this evening?
Good,
hi, great, great. Thanks for calling.
My question for you, Matt, is what TV shows are you watching right now during this pandemic? What are your favorite TV shows that you're watching or movies
okay.
that you're watching?
Well, right now, I just got started watching the Falcon and Winter Soldier on it's a Marvel television show on the Disney Plus channel.
Oh, cool.
What else am I watching? Yeah, it's really cool. It all ties into the movies and everything. It's all one giant storyline, so it's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Shameless is in its last season, so I'm finishing that up. That show is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Let's see. I actually just got into, and I know I'm a little bit late on this one, but I just started watching Modern Family, and I think it's hilarious. So I'm going to continue to watch Modern Family.
That show. I love
yeah.
that show.
Yeah. I mean, I always loved Ed O'Neill when he was Al Bundy, you know, in Married with Children back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
So it's always good to see him, and just the whole cast is great. So that's
yeah.
what I'm watching right now for the most part. But I do love a show called, it's not on at the moment, but it's called What We Do in the Shadows.
Uh-huh.
It's a film and a TV series. It's like a vampire comedy docudrama. It's really good. I recommend it, What We Do in the Shadows. And what else is there? Oh, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I love that show.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So,
well,
but that's
that
not
is
on
good.
At the moment either.
That is good. You have to keep
yeah.
busy because, like, right now, it's not a lot. Here in Houston, Texas, it's not a lot of places open that much right now, but it's starting to try
yeah.
to get back little by little. But, it's just trying to keep busy, you know, because you'll definitely get, like, oh, my gosh, the time, you know, the time can go fast, you know what I mean?
For sure. So,
well, I just want to say thank you so
We're all
much
making
for
our way through.
Yes,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on the show, and please come back. And just thank you so much for, you know, just for taking my call, you guys. And happy Easter to you, Matt, and your family. And have a good weekend.
You as well. Thank you. God bless.
Veronica, don't go anywhere. Well, Matt, thank you so much for calling in. And whenever you have a new thing,
a new song coming out or any news?
Yeah,
any new
most,
songs
yeah.
coming out or yeah, anything new? Any if you decide to do any more acting, anything new?
Yeah, absolutely.
Anything as good, you know. And I think you're hot, so you know.
We all
go on a limb and say, okay, Veronica, Nadia, you know that was going to come out of my mouth at some point in the interview. You just should not be surprised anymore. So, yeah, so you have to come back.
That's great.
You have to.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, for the good. Yeah, and Bobby, the good
yes.
and Bobby, yeah. So, yeah.
All right. It sounds
back.
Like a plan.
You guys?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome.
Okay. Well, have a great night and have a great
you
weekend.
Too. And have
you
a good
too.
Easter.
Happy Easter, guys. Yeah, yeah. Thank you so
too.
Much. All right.
Thank
take
you.
Care.
Yeah, you too.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, you two knew that was coming. Okay, It came out of my mouth. Okay, and Bobby, you're on. Don't worry, babe. Okay.
That's okay.
Oh my gosh, you guys were awesome. That's what I say, and it's okay, honey. He's handsome. Oh my god.
He is. Oh my gosh. Okay, so you guys. Okay, so it's Easter this weekend. So
yes.
When you were a kid, do you guys have any good Easter memories when you guys were growing up?
Yes.
Well,
you want me to go first?
Other than other than coloring eggs, getting jelly beans, especially Jelly Belly kind, and the Cadbury cream eggs, which I love. Because that's Easter right there. Because when Easter came out with the peanut butter chocolate eggs, I started to like them because I was never quite much of a peanut butter fan, except for peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and the occasional Reese's peanut butter cups. And so
Easter
came out with the peanut butter chocolate eggs.
Oh
my gosh,
interesting.
That was good.
And do you have any other
memories,
Bobby?
Well, I do remember one year going down to Florida and going to Busch Gardens in Tampa for Easter. Because the Saturday before, I ended up going to one of the beaches in Florida and ended up getting some pretty bad sunburn. So that was kind of a good, bad thing.
Oh, Bobby. Hi, Bobby.
Okay, Bobby, that's cool. Okay, Nadia, what about you?
So me, when I was younger, my parents always used to do like an Easter egg hunt every year when I was little. So that was always fun for me on Easter. What about you, Veronica?
Me? I would say, first of all, Easter egg hunt, like you, Nadia, you know, we would go to my relative's house for Easter and doing the Easter egg hunt. And Bobby, yes, the Reese's candy, I love it. And you know, just,
the
and then
ones?
Also
the,
also the jelly beans,
the
and they would
ones,
hide
huh?
all the candy, of the candy, and just to get to be around family, you know. I miss that right now at this moment, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I miss being around.
Right.
Yeah, but
yeah,
we're just, yeah, of course, I miss it, but Easter is very important, and also too, you know, just being around friends and family and just enjoying the moments with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Well,
we haven't had that moment since Christmas of 2019,
because
I figured we were completely robbed in 2020 thanks to the pandemic.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
unfortunately, but I hope when everything goes okay, we all can get to be together, and you know, because you know, I miss.
Yeah.
I'm so glad
I
have you guys in my life. That's all I gotta say. I'm so blessed to have all of you guys in my life.
No.
Okay.
But
so see, I grew up in Oregon for the first 11 years of my life. Loved it, and my grandparents had a farm. They had this great farm. And so every year, it was like the biggest Easter egg hunt ever.
Cool.
And all my cousins and my brothers and sisters and some of, like, my mom's cousins would come. And, like, it was a big, like, holiday. Like, we were going to Seuss and then out for brunch, and then we were eating late. But, okay, so most kids would love having the plastic Easter eggs with candy in them. Well, my grandfather did something amazing. He put, like, a couple of $20 in a couple of them, a couple of $100 in, you know.
Oh, cool.
And like 5, 10, you know, and you know, so I think, you know, by Easter he was broke, really. And
oh wow!
I loved it. I mean, I love the candy. Don't get me wrong, but like, but then my mom would do when we moved up here when we got older.
Yeah.
When we moved up here, this was the awesome thing. she would do like little Easter baskets for us. And it was funny, like the day before Easter, she would ask us what we want, like for a honeymoon, but they were like mine 2 months away. My brother's was sometimes not months. My younger brother is in October, and my older sister is in September. But like, she goes, you guys, just go pick out whatever, put in the basket, pretend you don't know anything, right?
Yeah.
And like, I will forget, like, I will honestly forget. And yeah, like, it was like, yeah, some candy, but it was awesome, like, a good, like, CDs and books in an Easter basket.
Ooh.
And of course, you know, the one thing we always had to have was double eggs.
Oh, awesome, Carly.
Oh, those are good.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You cannot go through Easter.
Yeah.
Or Thanksgiving. Or Christmas. You know, without that. And, I mean, it's weird because this is a second, public, and we are missing that. And, you know, it's weird not being able, you know, to, you know, have, like, a normal family thing. And,
I know.
But, you know, like, as big as my family is, like, we exceed the, you know, amount already. Which is funny, like, you know, 6-8 people will. That already, you know, does, you know, that.
Yeah.
And I want to say congratulations to Haley Ann, ex-Kiki. She is expecting twins.
Oh!
Yes, she's having girls.
All right.
Awesome.
Yeah,
that's amazing. Oh, my gosh.
I've been looking at her Instagram pictures, and it seems like she is in either Ireland or South Africa right now, and is not back in the United States since she got married. Of course, what I've seen of her Instagram pictures.
Oh, really? Oh, cool.
Exactly. And also,
so it would be hard to get her on the show unless we can have an afternoon show somehow, and or she decided to return back to the United States, because it would be hard to get her on the show, like I said.
She's in South Africa?
With the time difference. I saw some of the Instagram pictures where she was either in Ireland or South Africa or somewhere in Europe.
Cool. Oh, wow.
Okay,
so it would be hard to get her on the show with the time difference. Otherwise, it would be great to get her on the show.
Yeah,
I know.
That would be awesome.
Okay, and also, just for people that love a good Lifetime movie, tonight on the, you know, Lifetime Movie Network, there's a movie called Best Friends Forever. Friendship Never Dies. It looks really, really good. Of course, Carly has to record it. And also, Soap News. There are rumors that Eze DeMera might be recasted with, you know, I never really cared about Eze, you know, before, but okay. And there's a poll.
Well, the whole situation is they can get King from Young and the Restless to play EJ, but the problem is they can get Kirsten Allison to probably play Cindy, and they can probably get Kirsten's brother Eddie, if he's still acting, to play Johnny. Because I figured that would be a good idea to get back to the DeMera kids. Because we always got Allie, so it would be great to get the DeMera kids back.
Yeah.
And
that's going to be very interesting.
Before we end this show, people, Nadia, who's up for next week?
So I think we only have maybe one show next week. Let's see. So So we only have April 8th. We have Richard Smith, which is
awesome.
Yep.
So no show this week.
Richard Smith.
Nancy's husband?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
And so.
Yeah.
I also heard
Carly, that some people lost General Hospital as far as the 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock Eastern time, but because of the situation in Washington, D.C. earlier this afternoon,
I didn't know if
Houston and the areas that get it at 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock Central got preempted with it, or if the West Coast lost that, or Young and Restless, or they.
Yeah.
Well, I gotta say, before we go, that Nina and Mike thing has to stop. I hate Nina right now. I'm sorry, I do. If you want to treat how horrible I am, I don't give a shit. Because what Nina is doing, Mike Sunny has amnesia, is wrong. It's so wrong that I am upset about it. I could say that, because if I say another word, it would not be pretty. But that is pissing me off right now, because you know what?
Yeah.
Say what you want about Carly. Say what you want to say about my girl. But let me tell you, she would never have done this. Okay? And she was not in the wrong. When Nina called and everyone yelled at her that she screwed up, okay? Excuse me, it was just 2 days earlier that Nina Gable yelled at her, and she lost Sunny, and Jason is in jail. Come on, people. Come on. I mean, this
makes
me
want
to
That's right.
It's not right.
I want Carly
and Sunny together. This is just so wrong. I totally agree with you, Carly.
And this
whole Mike and Sunny thing, this is almost ending up to be almost similar to what we saw with Drew and Jason back a couple years ago. Even though we knew that Steve Burton was going to come back as Jason and Billy Miller was going to be Drew. This is almost like
it's crazy.
Situation.
It's crazy. That's all I got to say. I mean.
Okay, but I just want to say also, I love the Carly and Anna stuff. For once in my life, Valentine did great.
Yes.
I had a must yesterday or today. But I just want to say, I want us from Daytime After Dark this weekend have a Twitter Carlson thing. I keep doing it because this is making Carly go crazy.
I know. I'm sorry, Carly.
I know, but it's not your fault, remember, you guys, it's Easter weekend, and it's also the first weekend of baseball, go Mariners, but I would not want to be going to a baseball game right now.
Nope.
No.
So that's mean.
I'm not taking no chances yet.
No, not right now. It's still not safe, you guys.
Well, Nadia and I might have a problem doing baseball season because, you know, Boston Red Sox. Oh my gosh. We might have a little wait for football season, Nadia. Wait for football season. Bobby knows how passionate I am about my Seahawks. And before we go, state of mind.
I don't care what they're saying about the Seahawks, but they're keeping Russell Wilson. I don't care. Carolina can get Deshaun Watson for all I care, but they're not getting Russell Wilson.
Yeah,
exactly. And I just want to say this week, stay in mind, with Monique Bernard has Stephen A. Brick on a Sunday morning, you guys. Don't miss it, and have a great weekend. And
Happy Easter, you guys.
Happy Easter, all.
Bye.
Happy Easter. Bye. Thank you. Awesome show. I love you guys.
Happy Easter.
Love you guys. Happy Easter, everyone.
Bye. Happy Easter.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Happy Easter.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.